ಓಕೆ ಆಫ್ಲೈನ್ ಇಂದ ಸಾರಿ ಆನ್ಲೈನ್ ಇಂದ ಆಫ್ಲೈನ್ ಈಗ
ಆನ್ಲೈನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ಲೈನ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್
ಯಾ
ಯೋ 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 ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್ ಐಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್
Yeah, as we were discussing, all of you, all of the audience will like your reappearance once again on
yeah.
the show. But except for one guest.
I know that person down with.
Irrespective, no hate from our side. Sigma man attitude.
I get it. My boss.
Yeah.
So Chakravarti, how is it to be back?
Hey, it feels so nice, man. Bangalore weather, everything is good. I had an hectic schedule today, but it's good. That's all.
Any special wild Bangalorean plans?
Had some, I guess, two to three things, but I can't disclose it over here.
Okay, so how do you feel Manipal is different from Bangalore? Because I really want to, I'm really curious.
See, Manipal, you know, it's like Bangalore, you know, compromise. It's like compressed.
Okay.
Compressed, something like that. The whole of Bangalore is compressed over there. You find pubs everywhere, you know, chicks are there everywhere. In Manipal, like in Bangalore, you have to go searching for them in some pubs areas and all. But in Manipal, you'll get them on the roads.
Oh, roadside.
Yeah, all it's like, you know, red light area, but in the highest manner.
Okay.
highest quality. You get the highest quality goods over there.
I'm just, you know, warning everyone, even though our episode is going to be named explicit, this is next level explicit, even to take, to consideration to the explicit level too.
Yeah.
So, this is not for kids. So, please switch it
only,
off if you
don't
tolerate it.
18 plus, bitches.
Yeah.
No, for what Chakri is talking, I think it should be 21 plus.
True. No, you need balls to take the episode. That's the only condition here. You have balls. I think he even warned me that even I have the testosterone on a lower level.
Yeah.
So, that is the level of...
Just because you're a Queen fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Irrespective, that was a good start to the show actually.
Yeah.
It actually got my testosterone level up.
It was appetizing.
Yeah. So, looking forward, we have tons of questions to ask our beloved guest here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so why don't you start off, Harsha?
So, Chakri, what kind of a person do you want in your life?
As of now, I'm not...
Yeah, not talking about a chick. On a general note.
General note.
Yeah.
The phase I'm in right now, I'll go for like hookup stuff and all.
So, is that the premise you want to set for the whole of the episode? So that your stance is hookups for now?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
This is a phase which I'm going through right now. Like, the society and...
Right now or from a long time?
I guess around like 4-5 years ago.
Oh,
it started from that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it started from that and it's continuing. I guess it'll go on for another 6 years max.
Oh, after that, settling?
Yeah, I'll plan on settling.
Keep away the settler with whom you're gonna settle.
Yeah.
Tell her not to watch this.
Sure. I guess she's not watching this. I guess she's not even found for me.
Yeah.
Have
you started searching for your, I don't know, soulmate or someone?
I did, but I guess she's committed to someone. Heartbroken everywhere.
is that what made you get into this culture of hooking up?
I would say yes and I would say no. Like, there are two things.
Because I've had people who've given the same exact answer as you did.
I know.
No, everyone does the same.
Yeah.
I think that's universal.
Yeah.
So,
universal.
you're entering the hookup culture, if someone asks you, you have to say this.
Yes.
True. Is that a safe exit for you guys, you know, to avoid the question, you know, straightforward?
Not exactly. I'll answer it off. Okay, see, the thing is, a girl broke me. I said it in the last episode itself, I guess. A girl broke my heart into a million of pieces. So... I'm like, okay, fuck it, you know, I can do this shit.
I can fuck up.
Yeah, I can fuck many hoes.
So, Dash, is she aware of your current lifestyle?
Yeah.
The girl who broke your...
Yeah.
And
pretty much.
I think that's self-explanatory, the satisfaction you have.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the slut, I'm the slut maker.
In quotes. Takeaway note.
I mean, usually I would not engage in such kind of conversations, but I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I've got to say. So, you can't have, you know, such kind of conversations on the outside.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think that's the reason why we created this show, so that we can enjoy it ourselves.
Yeah.
and we are not even having this show in our, you know, the walkable street there.
Yeah. Jock
Street.
Explicit
dog. They will kick you off over there.
So, this is an exclusive setup made for Chakri. An experimental setup. So, how are you feeling about the setup?
Hey, it's pretty good. Damn good. First of a kind, actually.
Yeah,
oh,
so his opening comments were, Mom, I find these even at hookah bars. So, so that was a good start. I'll take that as a compliment, actually. You know, shady stuff that really gets you in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay, irrespective of that, so I have another follow-up question.
Sure.
Are you a follower of any religion?
Yeah, man, I practice Hinduism.
Okay.
To some extent.
Okay, that's a catch.
That's a catch.
Yeah. So, another follow-up question. You can take how many ever minutes to explain your stance.
Okay.
How does religion and hookup culture match or clash, or how do they come into each other?
You can be free of not having a filter.
Yeah.
See, you can't mix those two things, actually.
True.
Religion doesn't teach you to go hook up with someone else, like, go fuck many hoes and all of that.
True.
Yeah. So, for that, that reason itself, I believe to some extent. I don't go on like full on religion.
You breed?
I believe.
Believe?
Yeah, I breed, bro. Excuse me.
I breed to some extent.
No, no.
Breeding are those guys who do it over there.
Breed. So, you can't, if you're like fully Sanatani person and all, you can't do those, these kind of things which I do.
Yeah.
Being with men, lots of women and all.
Okay.
So that's an issue for if you're practicing religion too deeply.
Yeah.
I know there are many secular people and all. Even I believe I'm a bit secular kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So these people like me, we are into this stuff.
You're into?
These stuff hook up and all.
I heard it as we are into big stuff.
Big stuff, man.
we've had so many beep moments, so we're gonna take the beeps off the whole episode. Because this doesn't make any sense. It's gonna be beep for the whole episode.
Craziness.
So again, so what would you do? What would you decide if you think there's gonna be a point where you have to decide between the hookup culture and you have to choose between your Sanatani? So which one would you choose?
I'd go for Sanatani.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Shocking? Shocking?
I don't think so. It's very shocking.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the positives of being Sanatani is that it allows you to be free of, or gives you the freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, not to the extent that you take the
I get it.
But it's not as stringent and fanatic as the other religion. So, Harsha, I think you have to take off from now. I'll take a break because I need to digest whatever Chucky just mentioned.
Okay, okay. One more thing.
Huh.
Just tell me, are you practicing safe sex?
With some, yes. With some, no.
Are you willing to take that risk?
Yeah, obviously. And I know them.
Okay.
So, I feel...
Okay, what do you tell about people who get, get into the trouble of...
Pregnancy and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the exact things.
Man, for that I have no words actually, bro. Seriously. If you want her to get pregnant, obviously you'll do it. And if she, if she is ready for that stuff, then it's fine.
Yeah, okay, let's end this by telling this, pulling out power is low.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Obviously, bro. Seriously. Pulling out power is not for everyone. You have to earn that stuff. Practice makes a man perfect. Do it.
I think we
So we should keep practicing that.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, it's not hereditary or genetic.
Nah.
Okay.
You have to get to a point where your
how
senses...
How the fuck would you bring in the heredity to the point? How sick can you be?
No, if heredity was there, I wouldn't be... wouldn't be there.
Yeah, right? Obviously.
I mean, even if it was hereditary, how would you actually know?
You have to train your senses, da, that's all.
I think we need to take a break to get out of this. Let's end it for now. One follow-up question from the pulling out department. I've come across this concept called edging.
Yeah, I get it.
So, do you think, is that a thing or do you think it actually works or not?
No, it doesn't work.
Is that
give a
stance?
Backing
up with experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, man, I've done it. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. It doesn't work.
He thought that was a thing, but yeah, he got to know that it's not a thing. It's not his. It's
not my strength, man. It's not.
I mean, you learn from mistakes.
Yeah. I learned a lot actually.
You can't tell it's a mistake. It's an experience.
So, yeah, so I think there was one important question which you had to address and ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Chakri, how do you think social media is influencing nowadays relationships, the Gen Z relationships?
Okay, first off, I'll tell off that. I'm transphobic. I don't support LGBT shit.
Before we go further, why do you think, why have you taken that stance in your life?
See, okay. Like the God, or Supreme Creator, has created male and female.
Okay.
Okay. Just to be themselves. And procreate and continue the life. You won't go on fucking male, bro. What the fuck is that? Male, fuck. What the fuck? Seriously.
But don't you think that the hormones and all, they tend to change and they would like to get attracted to other males?
No.
Is that a thing?
No.
Get
not
testosterone
exactly.
Shots.
Yeah,
that's
man,
what he's telling you.
Why are you gay? Why? What the fuck?
What about you from a medical perspective?
No, you can consider it to some extent, but when you think it in a supreme way, the God has created only man and a woman. So,
to procreate, obviously.
Yeah, so... Are you towards LGBT?
No, I actually have no answers because as we've done an episode, nobody gives any clarity. Look, I'm straight. I know what I believe in.
You can give clarity on being straight.
Yeah, I can understand that person. I respect them as a human. But when they claim all of these non-natural because of course it's not natural. They have to go out and explain it to me in detail. I'm sorry. But they can't expect me to, you know, understand their plight and, you know, how they feel and get down to their level.
For the way you are telling, just keep it to being, for them to explain it to you.
Yeah.
Don't ask them any, you know.
No, not the sexual orientation in detail, but the basics at least. Look, it's another entity they're creating, which is, I think you can't just out of the blue get a new concept and say, I'm gay, give me, reservations.
No, just yesterday I watched the meme, okay. In that, the person came to an IKEA store. I've sent you, I guess.
Yeah.
He's telling, I'm a couch.
What the fuck? Seriously?
There's one
who identifies himself as a wolf. And he does, in the night. I'm not even kidding.
Western influence has ruined us, actually.
Look,
you
want to
say Westerners or typically America?
Yeah, typically America itself.
West
means
America.
Yeah.
Look, just because we're taking this, position doesn't mean we are uneducated or narrow-minded.
Yeah.
It's just that we are, sane enough to ask for explanation before agreeing upon anything.
Yeah.
That's the only rational explanation you can give. Feel free to call out on us saying we are narrow-minded. I couldn't care less.
It's something like, 1,000 lies said will be our truth.
Okay.
Like, a lie said 1,000, what the fuck am I saying? A lie said 1,000 times will be a truth.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Even the person who has started the lie believes that that's the truth.
Yeah. See, if I tell Ishwar is gay, I'll be telling on, like, I'll say this for like 100 times. So then suddenly this person will be like,
yeah,
I'm gay, bro. Like, what the fuck? No,
the first question I'll post, am I gay?
Seriously, man.
I'll be like, yeah, you are gay.
You'll go into those deep thoughts and I'll be like, oh, fuck. I'm turning into gay, bro. I can't do any shit.
I mean, that's a true, societal experiment, actually.
Psychology.
Yeah, sorry. But, yeah, so, again, coming back to the question, do you think social media has an impact on the way people think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's not go to the LGBT part, the normal culture.
Obviously not. See.
See, if a couple, they're dating, will social media influence them?
Yeah, true.
How? Tell us that.
See, India in the ancient time. Why will I go for ancient periods? 1920s, 1980s, what? 1920s.
Early 2000s, it comes.
Yeah, early 20s. Early 2000. Okay. Western people, like Americans and all, in the 2000s, 2000 era, they used to date, and in the starting of that was the starting of hookup culture, actually, 2000s and all, for them. And now, we. We'll see those things on social media. Obviously, we'll be like, I want to fuck her like that. Yeah, bro, she's damn hot. I'll treat her in the same way it's shown on the media. So, obviously, one person will get influenced by what he's seeing in the social media. I've tried that. I tried doing some bakra shit over there. Didn't turn out well.
Okay, we have an experienced person here who has tried everything.
Hey, not everything. Still got some shit.
He set goals for himself.
Benchmarks, checklist.
Yeah, New Year resolutions. So, kids out there, if you have the standards to set a new resolutions, take advice from my man here. Okay, I have two follow-up questions.
Okay.
First one, Bandhu.
Your favorite question.
I mean, yalla boys, the favorite questions, actually, So, do you think daddy issues is a thing, or do you think it has it plays a major role in how a girl behaves in her teen years, especially?
See, these daddy issues and all, it's after this hookup culture and Western influence on women,
yeah,
actually.
Totally.
Yeah, so in previous, previous stuff, I'll talk about it. Okay, daddy issues for now, yeah, it matters for men. And some women, you know, change their behavior on that issues, that stuff itself. And yeah, I guess they'll go into the hookup culture, like dark side, due to those daddy issues and all. So yeah, it has influence on them.
So what exactly happens during daddy issues? So you try to win the approval of your father and you don't get it and you go totally against them. Is that what that happens?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, why? Why is that?
Why these girls these days see on social media that most of them has freedom to do everything and all, like
daddy issues, is it a trend?
Yeah, for that. It'll be for,
I mean, everything has been started in the West itself.
Yeah, man.
There
yeah.
is no you know, lie in saying that out loud. But I think most of these, all of the concepts that I'm stating out, especially in this episode, everything I've seen in all of these Netflix series.
Yeah, that's it.
You could have, I mean, 1920 old papa, daddy issue.
Daddy, the other issue.
I mean, I'm going to talk to you.
That's it.
Although I think some of them might be real, I still hate all of these Western influences on India, especially.
I guess it's their agenda on India. Seriously. They have that agenda. Seriously. You have to spoil those Indians.
They have the agenda in the whole world.
Yeah.
If you take that,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Could be. Yeah. My second question is, we're not judging anyone, but it's a common thing, especially in metropolitan cities, that girls getting into hookup culture.
Yeah.
And after their college lives end,
yeah,
they go back to their place and hopefully, I mean,
try to settle down. Yeah.
Yeah. They try to settle down,
yeah,
and arranged marriage and all happens. And they act as if nothing has happened in the
past life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is actually a thing. You can be offended if you've done it.
Yeah.
Almost all of them have done it. There's nothing there. Always be offended.
I mean, it's a trend in the metropolitan cities at least.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, forget metropolitan cities now. Even in a village area where I'm studying right now, you don't even ask for they just go buy them some drinks, then done.
I mean, you're not exclusively judging on the girls itself. Even guys
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
So
I'm the example. Prime example.
Yeah. So, it's a non-sexist question. So go ahead.
Gender neutral.
Yeah.
So for males, I think it's fine.
Why?
So yeah, I was just kidding actually.
Yeah.
See, I guess it's bad for both of them actually. So you're setting a bad example for your kids in the future. If you're someone like if a male has dated some 10 to 15 women at all in his lifetime. Suddenly, if their kids come and they'll be like, hey, you dated my mom now, how would you feel?
That's a violation.
See,
yeah.
See, so that stuff is wrong. But, you know, these days, Western influence, obviously that stuff, yeah, shit happens. You can't avoid that.
So we are not on that side or this side.
We are neutral in this.
Yeah.
I think the max which I can come to terms with an agreement is, you get a girl, you like her, you stick with her. If it works out, you walk out with her, and then spend the rest of life with her. I'm still okay with that.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the shifting of partners without emotionally getting attached, because that's inhumane.
Yeah.
You obviously have to get
into Manipal. You'll experience that.
No, actually, what? How does that happen? Like, how do you feel it happens?
I guess most of them are gold diggers, that's all.
Could be.
Or else they're gonna, you know, trying to get past the ex. I've been there actually. Dated around like 2 to 3 of them. Hooked up. We were in a relationship for like maximum 3 weeks, I guess. Max was 3 weeks, that's all. Done everything. Fuck off. That's all.
I have one question. Do you, do you guys, while hooking up, do you like make it exclusive that you guys are only hooking up and there's nothing else involved?
Not exactly.
Oh, okay.
You want to make the ex feel jealous, da?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
okay.
You want to know them, you want to make sure that they know that you are intimate. And you're on that.
You're having a better life.
Yeah.
No, but what about with the partner you're actually hooking up with?
Nah.
Don't let them know.
Nah.
Don't you think the breakup time is going to be hard for her?
Yeah,
or in
that's
sense?
Why she's doing this stuff for. Otherwise, why would she be doing this, man?
Yeah, that's also true. I mean, they would know.
He's telling
yeah.
it's totally on her.
No, in the sense, they also know it.
Yeah.
If you go by that perspective.
See, a male waits for his opportunity. Woman, she can fuck anyone.
True.
So I'll be like, see, if I'm like a normal person, I'll be like, I'm sad of and all. See, one girl, you know, she was hooked up with him, and she was in a relationship with him, and suddenly she broke up with this guy, and later on she'll be like, I'm my fuck girl era and all. I'll be the opportunity for her, that's all.
So here you're waiting, she's not waiting.
No, she's not waiting.
Yeah.
See, in this way you can say that girls spoils girls. Girls spoil men.
I have no comments on this.
You shouldn't have comments on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still am not able to digest all of these.
And for Christ's sake, he's studying in Christ.
Crazy.
No, but still, I don't particularly get into this stuff because, I don't know, I've naturally been this way.
Oh, he's telling it very, you know, proud fashion.
Good man, he's a good man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Single girls, check Ishwar out actually.
No, actually, nice guys finish last, and I think I'm gonna be one of them.
Yeah, no, don't wait.
Okay, I'm actually done. I'm maxed out.
The testosterone levels are like.
Yeah!
To the limit
the
or.
Through
shooting.
The roof. Through the roof.
Actual pinnacle of the male, substance.
Okay. Yeah, we are wrapping up, right?
Yeah, and what plans, what, how's your experience in Bangalore after a long time you've been here?
Had a hectic day, seriously. Bangalore traffic, and it's crazy.
Oh, traffic. Crazy. I thought, yeah, he had a hectic schedule.
Schedule I have, but I can't, I can't go through that right now.
Yeah, okay, this is Ishwar and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing you all very soon.
See you. Bro, let's put up.